Corey moved out. There goes a damn good man. Longstreet felt the warmth of unexpected gratitude. He swung the black horse toward Lee's headquarters back on the road to Cashtown. Time to talk now. Good long talk. Watch the anger. Careful. But it is true. The men shied from blaming Lee. The old man is becoming untouchable. Now more than anything else, he needs the truth. But, well, it's not his fault. Not the old man. Longstreet jerked the horse, almost ran into Sorrell. They came out into a patch of bright moonlight. Longstreet saw. The man was hurt. Major, Longstreet said harshly. How are you?
Sir? Oh, I'm fine, sir. Just minor problem.
That's a god-awful piece of horse you've got there.
Yes, sir. Lost the other one, sir. It shot it out from under me. It lost both legs. I was with Deering's battery. Hot time, sir.
Sorrell bobbed his head apologetically. Longstreet pointed. What's the trouble with the arm?
Sorrell shrugged, embarrassed. Nothing much, sir. Bit painful. Can't move it. Shrapnel, sir. Hardly broke the skin. Ah, Osmond Latrobe got hit, too.
How bad?
Just got knocked off the horse, I believe. This fighting is very hard on the horses, sir. I was hoping we could get a new supply up here, but these Yankee horses are just farm stock. Too big, too slow. Man would look ridiculous on a plow horse.
Well, Longstreet grumbled vaguely. Take care of yourself, Major. You ain't the most likable man I ever met, but you sure are useful.
Sorrell bowed. I appreciate your sentiment, sir. The general is a man of truth.
Have you got the casualty figures yet?
No, sir. I regret to say. Just preliminary reports. Indications are that losses will exceed 1/3.
Longstreet jerked his head, acknowledging.
Sorrell said carefully, possibly more. The figures could go.
Don't play it down, Longstreet said.
No, sir. I think the casualties were much worse in Hood's division. Won't have an exact count for some time, but it appears that the Yankees put up a fight. My guess is Hood's losses will approach 50%.
Longstreet took a deep breath, turned away. 8,000 men? Down in 2 hours?
His mind flicked on.
Not enough left now for a major assault. No way in the world. Lee will see. Now, the facts. I need a hard count, Major, as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir, but, well, it's not easy. The men tend to suppress the truth. I hear, for example, that Harry Heath's division was badly hurt yesterday, but his officers did not report all the losses to General Lee because they did not want General Heath to get into trouble.
I want the truth, however black, but hard facts, soon as you can. I rely on you. Also, I want an account of artillery available, rounds remaining, type of rounds, etc. Got that? Get a note out to Alexander.
Up the road at a gallop, a handsome horseman, waving a plumed hat in the night. He reined up grandly, waved the hat in one long, slow swoop, bowed halfway down off the horse, a bored, sweeping cavalier's gesture. Fairfax, another of Longstreet's aides.
General Pickett's compliments, sir. He wishes to announce his presence upon the field.
Longstreet stared, grunted, gave an involuntary chuckle. Oh, grand, Longstreet said. That's just grand.
He turned to Sorrel. Isn't that grand, Major?
Now let the battle commence.
He grimaced, grunted.
Tell General Pickett, I'm glad to have him here. At last.